you are going to hear something pretty special. We have three pipers piping, or about to be piping, and a drummer drumming. And you might remember maybe 2 years ago, Seth Regan was here with us, and we were talking about his landmark degree from Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and catch up with him. Sean Regan is also director of the first ever Edinburgh Scottish Arts Summer Camp, and we'll talk about that. He's joined by Miles Bennington, playing snare drum right now, and Nick Hudson and Andrew Bova, both also playing pipes in this configuration, and here they are. Beautifully done. And I was looking at the website of Sean Patrick Regan, bagpiper, and boy, you have come a long way. Step up to this mic where I'll be able to hear you a little better. How have you been?
Well, I've been busy. I'll say that.
What's been happening in your life? I know you've got the camp coming up, which is exciting.
Yes, the camp is coming up. I recently became engaged. So that's been an exciting development as well.
Oh, bad. You can play at your own wedding, maybe.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But I also started playing with a band, actually Miles Bennington here on snare, and I play in the same band out of Cleveland, Ohio, which is Great Lakes, and we've had some success with that organization. Besides that, I've been following up with schoolwork. It's, you know, never stops, school year round.
And I'm trying, forgive me, my memory is a little bad, but I know, did you have the first bagpipe performance, or was it teaching degree?
That's the difference. Actually, the two guys here, Andrew and Nick, are graduates of the CMU program, which was the first ever anywhere degree program for bagpiping. What I have, or what I'm in the process of getting at the moment, is one of the first music education degrees with a focus in bagpipes.
I remember now. And your father has a degree in performance,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes, it's a Bachelor of Fine Arts from Carnegie Mellon.
Okay, and he was among the first to get.
He was the first, yeah.
So that's kind of neat. Now,
it's all. We have three and four here, right, Ariel? Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow. I would have thought there were more. I really would have. Oh, yeah. I had no idea. So your dad, you know, was a trailblazer in getting a performance degree, bagpiping, Carnegie Mellon University, and you're a trailblazer in the education degree from Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania, which is pretty cool when it gets right down to it. When did you start playing bagpipes?
About 7 or 8 minutes ago, I think. Well, I started when I was 8, and okay. I'm 23 now.
Wow.
So it's just over 15 years.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody that young pipe? Is it a smaller instrument at all?
No.
Or, no?
Unfortunately not. But you start on what's called the practice chanter, which isn't the full-size bagpipe. The practice chanter is kind of like a recorder with a reed in it. And on that, you learn how to do the initial fingerings and scales and all that, and a couple of tunes, and then you get onto the bag and pipes.
Now, before your next song, and I don't know if the other guys would also like to talk, we just need you to come up. Are there differences? There are three bagpipes here, and are there differences? They look a little different, but they're, I forget what the... what those
drones.
Yeah. I was going to say what those legs, what those bats coming out of them are called. They're drones. Are they the same generally?
They are different makes. I have a set of Robertsons here, which are about 100 years old, we estimate. We don't actually know how old they are because the silver on them is German silver, so it doesn't have a stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are pictures that we estimate are about 100 years old that have this set of pipes in them. But I don't know what these guys are playing. You want to give them a tell?
Mine are by Maker in Scotland, and they're about 100 years old as well, 1910 era.
Wow.
Mine are also by Maker in Scotland, but they're only about 2 years old.
Okay. And they look all very similar.
They all play at the same pitch, and it's the same type of
pitch. The pipe is a standard length, depending on the key of the instrument.
Yes, the differences you're seeing are just aesthetic with silver and ivory and... things like that.
Yeah, and the bellows have different is that the right word, bellows?
The bag itself?
Bag.
Yeah, well, he has a sheepskin bag. Nick has a sheepskin bag. That's the white that you see. And then Andrew and I are both sort of, we're wearing the bag cover of our respective organizations.
Yeah, you've got like a velveteen red, and I'm trying to look at yours. It's kind of like a black, bluish velvet. Cool. I'd like to talk more about the camp maybe after the next song. Before we do that, let's turn to the drummer, Miles Bennington, and just so you can visualize this better, Miles is playing a snare that looks like a tom almost. It's like a couple snares atop each other, and that's a typical marching snare drum, I think, in a band. I've seen them used in traditional, you know, college or high school marching band, sometimes snare drums that deep. But can you tell us more about the drum?
The difference between pipe band drums and, like, normal marching band drums is marching band drums don't have metal snares. These have metal snares on the bottom.
Ah.
And they also have two sets of snares. Like, they have a top and a bottom snare, kind of like a concert snare, whereas a marching band just has a bottom snare. That's basically the only difference, is that added snare and the metal snares.
And what kind of snares does an ordinary snare drum have?
Concert band snares have metal snares also.
Uh-huh.
But marching band snares usually have, like, plastic snares.
I didn't know that. And I used to play snare drum. I had no idea. Now, tell me about your education. Do you have a degree in music? Or?
I'm actually just now a senior in high school.
That's terrific. I had no...
He's the young guy on the staff.
We had no idea. He's also the tallest.
Yeah, he's also
where do you go to high school, Bob?
I go to Mercer High School. It's about an hour and 15 minutes north of here.
Oh, terrific. And have you... What year are you in?
My senior year.
Senior. So do you know what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm planning on attending Slippery Rock University for major in special education and early childhood education.
Excellent. And maybe dabble a little bit in music, you think, or mostly?
Maybe.
Mostly. Because they have
sure
a great...
I sure hope you keep playing with great legs.
They have a great music department. Well, thank you for sharing the information there. What would you like to do next, Sean?
Well, we'd like to play Amazing Grace for you next. And what we're going to do is we'll have a soloist play sort of the second half of Amazing Grace, and then all together... for one time through, and then once more, just for good measure.
Okay, so once again, you're going to hear Miles and Sean and Nick and Andrew. Thank you. It's amazing. It's really fun, the precision of you guys, and I'm sure that's something you really need to learn, starting all at once, ending all at once. And as silly as that sounds, it's pretty dramatic to watch. Now, tell me about camp. This is the first ever camp that Sean's going to be doing. It's the Edinburgh Scottish Arts Summer Camp, ESASC. For short, I guess. And tell me a little bit about what's happening. And if you're there's somebody out there looking at the bagpipes, and you'll get to hear them again in a minute. And also, Philomena and Spot the Dog are listening and dancing together. She just wrote from Allison Park to say that. So what's the...
Bagpipe summer camps and drum summer camps are a staple in the culture of developing pipers and drummers, and all of us have attended various summer camps. I grew up in the Bluebonnet summer camps and some of the St. Thomas summer camps in Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh. St. Thomas has had a band here in Pittsburgh.
Yes, they have.
In fact, they've played on the radio here not too long ago.
Yeah, they're quite a fun organization. Led, I might mention, by the second graduate of the Carnegie Mellon piping program, Lyric Todkill. So this is something that we have all grown up with. And when I moved to Edinburgh 3 years ago, one of the first things I thought was, this campus is gorgeous. It would be perfect for a summer camp. And it's taken me 3 years, but finally got in touch with these guys and said, hey, you want to do a summer camp? And they said, yeah, we'll do that. And Nick, I think, has taught at other camps as well. And all of these guys are teachers in their own right. But it's been a while since a new piping and drumming summer camp got started. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is make piping and drumming accessible to folks as much as possible. The Edinburgh location is perfectly situated. It's 2 hours north, well, an hour and a half north of Pittsburgh, something like 2 hours east of Cleveland, and it's only an hour or so south of Rochester. And besides having a fantastic location and beautiful campus, again, I might add, we're, to my knowledge, $100 cheaper than the next least expensive summer camp in North America.
When you say accessible to, can a beginner actually go?
Oh, yes.
So if I wanted to, I've never played pipes, although I've played a little drums, let's just assume I've never played either, I could actually go and learn something?
You could, in fact. And we'd get you back in time for your Saturday morning show. Huh. Runs Sunday evening / afternoon through Friday evening. And it's beginners, intermediates, advanced students, on a grading scale, if we were to put it in competition terms, from grade 6, which is someone who's not really playing it, through grade 2 is who we hope to appeal to.
Oh, okay, so you move up.
Yes.
I was going to say, if grade 6 is not really playing it.
Well, grade 6 doesn't technically exist. That's just sort of what we refer to.
And what about age ranges?
The youngest person that I'm aware of who is definitely coming is 12. And the oldest person who has expressed interest, I believe, is 76.
And is it an overnight camp?
Yeah. There are options for residents and commuters. The resident thing takes care of, a bed and a room and food for the week. The commuter is for folks who live closer to Edinburgh. And that is a little bit less, a little bit lower cost, and doesn't cover the room, but does cover the food as well. So, yeah.
And I think the best website probably is your own, is that right?
Yeah. Which is, we do have an event on Facebook, but folks have had a bit of difficulty finding it. So the website is probably the best way to get in touch.
And that's simply sprbagpiper.com, which stands for Sean Patrick Regan. Bagpiper.com, or if you Google Bagpiper Edinburgh, Pennsylvania,
yes.
Make sure to include that.
Spelled differently and pronounced differently.
Well, Google will correct you, so we'll be sure. It's been great to have you guys here. Is there anything else any of you would like to say before we close up? We have linked to your website too from slbradio.org in case you need to get to it that way. Not Sean, I meant you, as you listen right now.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
I'd like to give a shout-out to our friends in Canada who are listening.
Oh, what part of Canada?
Montreal.
Ah.
Yeah, some students that are up there that I believe are going to be joining us for the week. And there might be some out in California, though I don't know if they're awake yet, so we'll see.
Well, great. And that was Andrew who said hi to his mom.
That was Nick.
Or Nick. Sorry, Nick. Andrew meant to say hi to his mom.
Hi, Mom.
And Miles is doing it in his head right now. He's saying hi. What are you going to finish up with?
We're
going to
play a march and a hornpipe. Finish things off with a bang. The first tune is called Castle Dangerous, and that'll be just the pipes, followed by Pipe Major George Allen, the hornpipe.
Thank you. Best wishes with the summer camp. And it's great to have all four of you here today. Thanks so much.